Good morning. The number of times I've been sent to Breishean over the years as a reporter to do some form of coverage about Breishean being the best place in the world, the tidiest village or the smallest town or the best in Ireland or Ultimate Ulster's favourite. It is incredible. Breishean is beautiful. And now they've won yet another award and a real biggie on Channel 4. Let me speak to Lexi Scott, who's the chairman of the Breishean Community Association. Lexi, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Good morning.
Lexi, lovely programme on Channel 4, looking at the beautiful villages around the United Kingdom. And Breishean, we could have told Penelope Keith that Breishean would have won, saved her the bother.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, Frank. You are a frequent visitor, and I know you know the many assets the village has. This competition is a little bit different. It wasn't just looking at the appearance, which we're justly proud of, and which, as you've said to your listeners there, we've won many awards over the years. This was looking at much wider aspects of village life, including, and maybe most particularly, how the local people are involved. And we're tremendously proud of all our volunteers and of the work that goes on in the village.
What is it that crafts that community spirit that you have there?
I think it's years and years of hard work by community leaders, many of them much longer ago than my involvement. I'm a relative newcomer, but you know, looking back, even way back to the early 70s when the village fathers of the day took on turning an old redundant potato factory into the community centre. And that sort of can-do attitude has prevailed right throughout the years. And I think just people have grown up in the village and been, if you like, born into that type of, well, let's just get on with it, we'll do it ourselves type of thing.
Now, you were up against Hampstead Neade Norreys in Berkshire, Beer in Devon, Bamborough in Northumberland, all great English names. Had they any issue about whether you were Breishean or Breishean?
Well, now and again, but I think we were quite happy to settle for Breishean, and I think the programme, certainly one of the big advantages of the programme from our point of view, is that it allows us to get the village known out to a much wider audience. We're very keen that people see that Breishean is a worthwhile place to visit. We recognise, obviously, and you know this, that we're in a very special location, right at the gateway to the Glens, shadowing and Flemish Mountain. But more importantly, perhaps in terms of the wider tourist market, you know, we're almost exactly halfway between the huge tourist destinations of Titanic and Causeway, and we would just love to get some visitors taking time off their journeys to come in, visit Breishean, and see all that we have to offer.
Yeah, how do you get them to do that? Because, you know, when you win so much, when you are so beautiful, when you're located where you are and people would be going up the motorway not that far from you, how do you convince people that, you know, a coffee in Breishean is worth it here?
Well, I think obviously the programme will have contributed significantly to that. We would hope that we were working now with our local council, and they were extremely supportive the whole way through the competition, and we're very proud of the way that Mid and East Antrim joined in behind us. But we're working with them and with Tourism NI to try and figure out the best ways. Obviously these days getting your digital signature out there is important, and we're trying to revamp as we speak, literally as we speak, trying to revamp the village website. We're hoping to engage some of our young people in training for social media so that we develop a presence on Facebook and Twitter and the other media like that.
Yeah, but some of the locals won't want every Game of Thrones bus coming through Breishean.
Well, I think we'll try it and see. I know that we have a very significant cafe culture developing. We now have five cafes starting out down at Raceview Mill, which is a significant feature in the programme, obviously, but also going right up through the village with Jane's, which was another feature, the barista, Scoffwell's, the parlour. Lots of places here for people to come along. And, of course, if they want to enjoy something more substantial, our very famous Thatch Pub, where Prince Charles, among others, celebrities, has had a bit of refreshment.
So what about when somebody writes a bit of graffiti? I'm sure you've got maybe a passer-through that would do this as opposed to a local. Is there a gasp of, oh, my word, there is graffiti in Brasheen or there's litter in Brasheen? Do you immediately go out and correct that?
Well, we will try and deal with it as quickly as possible to make sure that the things are tidied up. But we're very lucky that we do suffer very little vandalism. We're not perfect and we don't kid ourselves, but we do try to make sure that we address any problems as quickly as we can.
Are house prices, like, would they be higher in Brasheen than they would be in a Ahahal?
I'm not sure, because Ahahal has been doing extremely well recently in their tidying up with their village and in their performance in various competitions as well. So they're snapping at our heels at the present time, and that's maybe what's pushing us to go that little bit further. But no, I don't know that there would be a huge difference between Ahahal and Brasheen. But certainly, we don't kid ourselves. We know that competitions like this and our success in them, obviously makes it an attractive place for people to live.
Lexi, you are one diplomatic gentleman. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank. All the best now. Bye now.
Lexi Scott, the chairman of Brasheen Community Association. Wouldn't you be proud if you had just been voted and winning £10,000 as the best village in the United Kingdom, and Ahahal, a cracking place to visit as well. Right, 90 33 105 077 66 105 105. What is it about Brasheen? Have you ever been, by the way? Have you taken the time to go to Brasheen and admire the way they present themselves? It is a beautiful village. It is a beautiful place. And it's also very friendly. It's welcoming. There's just something about it. It works. Brasheen works. And it's been proven time and time again. So sing the praises of your village and say why you feel that your neck of the woods is deserving of the constant recognition that Brasheen gets. Do give us a ring. 90 33 105.